Father God, we thank you, Father God, you have been great. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your love, Father. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand together and start praise and worship together. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. face.
I seek your face. God, you are my strength and my rock.
I
seek your face. Lord, you are my team.
Oh, it's beautiful, Lord.
You
praise his name. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you.
precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
we wait on you, Holy Spirit, we wait on
for fire,
for fire,
oh, for fire,
for fire,
yes, we need your fire.
Thank you, Lord. All honor, all glory, all power belongs to you. All honor, all glory, all power. All honor, all glory, all power to you, Holy Father, we worship you. Precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you, Holy Spirit, yes, we your fire fall on us again. Fall afresh on us, Father. The fire of the Holy Spirit. Do in us and with us, O God, great and mighty things. in this last of the last days. Let it be a revelation of you, Father. Holy Spirit, reveal the Father to us. May we know the power, the love, the grace, the favor, the awesomeness of our Father. Holy Spirit, you're the Lord of the harvest. We ask for the harvest of souls, for transformation, for renewal, for revival, for restoration and restructuring. Lord, do for us this day something new. Birth your church once again. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. We wait on your fire. Wait on your fire, Lord. Fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord, fresh fire. Mando robo shakata labrokos kaya. Forgive every sin, cleanse from all unrighteousness. Ready us even now for the power that is to be released. Your word is true. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on us. Get us ready for the fullness of God's power. Kandeshi malabo sekete lebrasakaya. We trust in you, Lord. Our faith is on you. Thank you, Jesus.
All honor, Hallelujah.
We give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. Come, Holy Spirit. We pray. Come in thy strength and in thy power. Come in your own special way.
Thank you.
come before. Give you praise, Lord. Lord Jesus, you said if we will ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, it will be opened unto us. Said, our evil fathers, when we ask, will not give us snakes, will not give us scorpions, but that you will give to us your Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday. We ask for a fresh outpouring. The Spirit that you give to those that are obedient to your calling. We receive it, and the power that comes because we have the Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Thank you. God is good. Hallelujah. This time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. Let us position ourselves to receive everything God has for us today. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where the rest of you, you can stretch your hands to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. Father, we bless your holy name. I don't need disturbance when I come, so I have to get back in my flow. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Almighty God, for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, that you are God and there is none beside you. Thank you for waking us up today, giving us life. You brought us back to your house. Lord, we lift all our children before you, all our biological children and their spouses, our children's children, spiritual children, and partners, extended families, all over the world. We lift them before your mighty God. Every child from age 0 to 120 plus, seed form, walking in the earth every decade of life. Every one of us, young and old, we commit our lives before you. Spirit of the living God, move upon everyone, including the teachers, leaders, and everyone in this house. And those that are sick, touch them. Heal them, restore them, make them whole. And those that are discouraged, encourage them. Lord, we thank you that these children will learn well and excel in everything they do. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into this house. You were here before we came, and you will continually be forever and ever. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our lives, into our families, our church, our city, our nation, and into the lives of all God's people. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, today we're going to read. Today is what? What Sunday is this? Pentecost Sunday. So, praise the Lord. All right, we're going to do Acts 1:8, and then we're going to go to Acts 2. So, Acts 1:8. You can put the Acts 1:8 for me, so I'll just leave mine on chapter 2. Acts 1:8, it says, but you shall do what? Somebody say, I shall receive power. He said, but you shall. This is Jesus speaking. It's not somebody else. He's giving an instruction. This will happen. Say amen. Say it's going to happen to me. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. It's always the Holy Spirit first. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Yes, when you ask Jesus, the scripture says, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Jesus said, we will come and make our abode in you. They make you their home. May you be the place where God enjoys being. Say amen. Say amen. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem. You cannot receive power and have Holy Ghost and not tell somebody about Jesus. You automatically become an evangelist. You tell somebody. You don't come to church, learn everything you learn just for yourself. You're supposed to learn and go help somebody else. Here is where you get equipped. This is your gas station where you get filled up. And when your gas is filled, you drive and go do all the other things you have to do. Say amen. So the Holy Spirit will come for those who want to be filled. Say, Lord, fill me up. Fill me up. And you shall be a witness both in what? Unto me. You're talking about Jesus, not about yourself. Talk about Jesus. When you are with people, stop talking so much about yourself. Talk about Jesus. Say amen. Talk about Jesus. In where? Jerusalem. That's your hometown. So we don't live in Jerusalem in Israel. Where your home is now is where? Where do you live? Start in Winnipeg. You're not going to be an international preacher when you have not done your local one. Talk to your family about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. I don't need a button here to push. When I push it, then you can say, hallelujah. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Canada is part of that uttermost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where you are thousands and thousands of miles away from Jerusalem. So the gospel has spread. Hallelujah. From every nation you come from today, the gospel touched you. It spread to the Philippines. It spread to Nigeria. It spread to Ukraine. It spread to Poland. It spread. It has spread everywhere. Hallelujah. And now it's spreading in the Middle East. Spreading all over. I said the Lord is coming soon. So you need to tell somebody about Jesus. This is a command Jesus gave. It wasn't a suggestion. He said, this is going to happen. And when it happens, start talking about me. Be a witness of me. Not talk about yourself. I don't want to hear about you, all your stuff. Yes, as pastors, we listen to all kinds of things. All kinds of things come into our hearing. You know, you have to sort it and help people. But after that, you go talk to people about Jesus. Amen. A lot of you, your family live in this city. Extended family live in this country. You need to talk to them about Jesus. Amen. It's quiet again. We can come here and learn all the Bible we want to learn. If we don't practicalize it, it does us nothing. Tell somebody about Jesus. The worst thing it can happen to you is, I don't want to hear that, or don't come back to my house. That's fine. Jesus says, shake your feet, go to the next one. You're the one carrying the peace. You are a peace carrier. You are the blessing carrier. You are the one bringing joy to them. Hallelujah. You are loaded with the things of heaven inside you. So it's a privilege for them to welcome you. Say amen. Well, Holy Spirit is the master of taking care of every chaotic and problematic issues. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Moved upon that darkness. And God said what? Let there be light. So Holy Spirit is a mover upon all chaotic things, upon darkness, upon sickness, upon disease. He has to move. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. The Holy Spirit must show up before light must come. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit must show up before deliverance must come. The Holy Spirit must show up before somebody can be saved. So let us receive this power. Acts 2, we're going to read up to 20 or 21. I won't read all of it, so finish it. So Jesus said this, and he was taken up to heaven in front of them. Cloud received him and took him away. They stayed, and they continued to wait on the Lord. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that means Pentecost has been happening. The Spirit of God has been happening. But this day there was a download, a full glory. Hallelujah. May the glory of God show up fully for us. They were all what? With one accord in one place. May God give us unity in the Lord. Amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. You know, when we sing that song, it say, Holy Spirit, come in your own gentle way. Yes, sometimes he's gentle, but sometimes he comes with a powerful sound. May the sound of heaven visit us. Hallelujah. May the rushing mighty wind. It was not a small wind. Mighty wind. May it visit us. In the name of Jesus. and fill our temple, fill our house, and fill the house of God. Say amen. Where they were what? Sitting. So they weren't even trying to make anything happen. Don't try making things happen. Let the Holy Spirit come. Just do the part he asks you, and he will show up. And there appeared, let's continue to read. Let me read on. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Hallelujah. The tongues like as of fire. Hallelujah. And it sat upon each of them. Say, Holy Spirit, sit on me with cloven tongues. Yes, it says it appeared unto them, cloven tongues. It's not like cloven tongues. Cloven tongues came on them. Is that in your Bible? And there appeared, read verse 3 with me again. And there appeared unto them cloven what? Tongues, like as of fire. So it looked like fire, but it was tongues. Who does not have a tongue here? If you don't know what it is, go when you get home, don't stick it out here. That's what kids do when they are not happy with something or they do that. Or don't do that. Do it at home. That's what fell on. So there was tongues. May heaven tongue touch us. Say amen. And it sat upon each of them. Everybody got touched. Everybody. Not one person was left out. Holy Spirit touched every one of us. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Not a sprinkle. Filled. Filled. Somebody say, fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Let me not be left out of this deluge. Amen. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So tongues came on them. They have tongues to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God restored original language back to everyone on that day. Day of Pentecost, you know, we all spoke the same one language until the Tower of Babel. And then confusion scattered it. On this day, God restored that language back. So when you speak to God, the original language, Holy Spirit language, who gave you language in the first place? It came from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, baptize me with original language. Say amen. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, and Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. You see? Restoration. May God restore us. All the spiritual things we are missing, may he download it into our lives. Say amen. That is a place to say a big amen. Amen. That means you begin to know without learning. You just know. Say amen. Amen. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? That means people in Galilee were speaking different things from people in Jerusalem. Well, now, in the Western world, sometimes it might be a little bit difficult to understand that. But if you go to most part of the ancient world, every few kilometers you drive is a totally different language. Yeah, that was shocking to some of you, but that's normal to some of us. Every few kilometers, different languages, and everybody understood everything everybody was saying. Say, Lord, download your Holy Ghost in my life. Say amen. And how, verse 8, and how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? You see, everybody was hearing. There was no English language school at that time. So what we're speaking, you understand me, because. But if I speak my tongue to you, I have a different language. If I speak it to you, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. Only one person here other than Apostle, maybe Pastor Choice, because she's from the same ethnic group where I come from, same area. So she will understand what I'm saying. Now, I think Mofoluke grew up in that area, so she understood a few things. So praise the Lord. But you wouldn't understand. So they were saying, we understand everyone. Parthians, Medes, these are different nations and different tongues. Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, that's all around that whole Mediterranean area. And in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia. You mean Asians were existing at that time? Yes. Somebody shout hallelujah. That means somebody spoke Tagalog, they understood. Praise the Lord. That's Filipino language. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They spoke Chinese, they understood. Japanese, they understood. Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, that's North Africa. Most times people forget Egypt is Africa. Libya is Africa. Cyrene, and about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, and Jews and proselytes. Cretes and Arabians. Hallelujah. Cretes, that's all in the Greek island. I've been to Crete. These are all Greek islands. Praise the Lord. And Arabians, you couldn't understand what you're saying. They did not speak English. English was a later language. They did not understand. In the natural, but the Holy Ghost. So I say it's restoration of original language. Lord, I know about you, I'm praying it for me. Lord, restore me back. Restore your original language upon my life. Amen. And then they said, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So they spoke an interpretation of everything, interpretation and understanding, everything complete. I receive that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. I never saw where people who are drunk can speak all kinds of languages. They never do. They just stagger and fall. Even as in their names, huh? But when God is moving, there's always people who will change what God is doing to want to bring it down. But you'll never be able to bring God down. Verse 14, but Peter did not allow them to continue that way. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Is this the same Peter that cuts off people's ear if you identify him with Jesus when there's crisis? See, power has come upon Peter. He received power. He became a different person. He didn't need to say, wait, wait, wait. He just got up. Immediately, the lion rose in him. May the Lion of Judah rise inside you. You shall receive power. Somebody say, I receive power from the Most High God. Verse 15, for these are not drunken, as you suppose, saying it is but the third hour of the day. So third hour is what? About 9 a.m., right? Prayer time. Praise the Lord. Third hour is about 9 in the morning. Prayer time. But this is that which was spoken by what? The prophet Joel. So you can go to Joel 2 and go read about the prophet Joel. Read the whole of Joel. Amen. And it shall come to pass. In the last days. When will it come? In the last days. So the last days have started 2,000 years ago. And the last days is almost wrapping up. May we not be cut out, but may we be in the will of God. Say amen. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Somebody say, that's me. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Somebody say, that's me. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Say, that's me. Say amen. And on my man, on my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall do what? Prophesy. Say, I receive that. Say amen. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Where those have been happening. The sun shall be turned into what? Darkness. And the moon into blood. Before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Where signs of these things have been happening. There's been earthquake, volcano. So there's a practice run that's been taking place. Eclipse and different things have been happening. But the big one is coming. Say amen. We're quiet again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, when the prophets were speaking, they were not speaking from natural things. They were speaking from the Spirit. The Spirit gives them a different vision. And they see that vision. Just like I asked, put the scripture up, where we have technology that does this now. But there's another technology that you don't need to tell anybody to put this up. The angels put it up. The Spirit puts it up. And you see even more clearly than this. May the Lord open your eyes to see. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see and to hear. Say amen. It ought to have been so for all of us, but sometimes it only happens to some. And some get parts, not everybody. Some people can hear. Some people can see. Some people can taste. Some people can smell. You can literally smell demons. But that's not for everybody. And you don't have to make anything happen. The Spirit will come and sit on you by himself. When you make something happen, then you are serving another God. But when the Lord shows up, he just shows up so you know it has nothing to do with you. You give him all the glory. It becomes a wonder to yourself. Praise the Lord. People are looking at you, say, that's a wonder. And then you are saying, oh my God, that's a wonder. Do you understand? Because you know it is the Lord by himself. That is the best one you should ask for. Lord, be a wonder in my life and to others. Amen. I finished. Did I read 21? So I'm going to stop at 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Please read the whole chapter 1, 2, 3, and even up to 4 of Acts, the book of Acts, since this is Pentecost Sunday. Read all of that at home at yourself. When you have time, read the whole chapter, the whole book. Say amen. All right, let us rise. You sat enough. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glorious God. Amazing Father. What you say you will do. You spoke it through the prophet Joel, and it happened. Exactly what you said. And even more, Joel did not see the tongues like of fire that looks like a fire upon their head, but it showed up. We prophesy in parts. We see in part. But Lord, touch this body of Christ, that more we see, more we hear, more we know, that there will be more for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this week, this Pentecost Sunday, as we remember your mighty move. Let it not just be a story, but let it be a reality in our lives, that we are spirit-filled. Hallelujah. We testify that you are real. Your spirit is present even right now. We glorify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Can you lift your hands and wave it to him? He is real. He is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Jesus left and said, it is expedient for me to leave so that the Holy Spirit will come to you. The Holy Spirit has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost has come. And he will teach you all things. He will reveal me to you. The Spirit of revelation of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God. Have your way in our lives. In this ministry. In our homes. In our children and in our daughters, our sons, our men. Servant, women, servant, everyone, handmaiden, that's what you call them. Male and handmaiden, everyone. Those who work with us, our staff, everyone. God says you will pour your spirit on all. Let nobody be left behind. Let everyone have you in their lives. That we will become one as a people that magnify your holy name. Holy Spirit, reveal all that you need to reveal. We give you praise. We give you praise. Let the gift of sight, hearing, the sound from heaven, there be a sound in our voice. That when we speak, demons tremble. Sickness and disease are shattered to pieces. Melted off people. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are the master over chaotic situation, over disaster, over darkness. Oh, move upon your people. Move in every household where there is chaotic confusion and dark issues. Move upon the lives of your sons and your daughters. Let there be deliverance and wholeness. We speak, say, let there be light. Somebody say, let there be light. Begin to say it to yourself and to your house now. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. If you are sick this morning and you have pain, begin to say, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let God's light shine through. Shine and pierce that darkness to live now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. And we thank you for testimonies of the goodness of God. We thank you, God, for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to the nation of Israel. Peace to all nations who call upon the name of the Lord. Say, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. May all the nations that call upon you be saved today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all nations. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord this morning. We thank you, God, for the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. We lift them before you, Almighty God, this morning. And all the islands of the seas, all First Nations of the world, tongues, tribes, that they will come back to Jesus, serving you, loving you. Raise up godly leaders that we cause nations to magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for every part of this service. Be magnified. Thank you for seed sown. Receive our offering. Receive our tithes. Thank you for receiving our heart worship. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. Let it come with power, grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness and restoration, and many blessings. And Lord, we pray for our friend that is having their 13th ministry anniversary today, that you will touch them now in Ontario, minister your grace to them. Bless that work, oh God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost visit them and do your mighty works. Bless the ministers and their family and the congregation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. God is good. Amen. It's a joy to celebrate the goodness of the Lord together with you on this very special day. Today is the birthday of the church. The Church of Jesus Christ was born on the day of Pentecost. We'll talk some more about that. But before we do, today also is Missions Sunday. Amen? How appropriate, because Pentecost is about missions. Pentecost is about the harvest. And it's a privilege and an honor to talk to a dear son this morning. I trust that he's online. He just did a baptism of about 100 or so people. I guess he will tell us some more this afternoon. And he's so far away from the main city, so our communication via Zoom today is not going to be the best. We're going to try to see if we can see him on video, but if not, we will just chat on audio, and you'll have some slides to fill this space. Amen? Hallelujah. Is my son up yet? Adnan? You there? I saw him on earlier. He's not on. What happened? Okay, we'll go on. When he gets on, let me know. Well, praise the Lord. Anyhow, it is Mission Sunday, and our reach is to the world. God has called us to be his representatives in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the world. Amen? Now, that is your Jerusalem, not just Jerusalem as in the city, but the directive is reach God, reach people in your local area, in your community, in your family, in your community, in your province, in your country, and around the world. Amen? My message this morning is captioned "The Last Blessing of Jesus." The last blessing of Jesus. He still blesses us, but the last blessing that he released on his disciples Do you know what it was? The fact is that you do know what you did not know, what you knew. And my assignment this morning is to bring you into the awareness of what this blessing is, because it is the conduit to every other blessing. And unfortunately, many as believers have not clued in to the importance of this one blessing, the last blessing. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. He said, "But ye shall receive power after." Somebody say after. After. Say it again, after. After. What is after? After. Yes, after is after, not before. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You're going to receive what?
Power.
You're going to receive what?
Power.
You're going to receive what?
Power.
You're going to receive power after. So if you receive power before the Holy Ghost, it's not God's power. Amen? You cannot have the power of God on your life without the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost precedes always the power of God. In fact, God will do nothing. Hear this. God will do nothing without the Holy Ghost being present first. The Holy Ghost was present first before God spoke and said, "Let there be light." Is that not true? Before Jesus was born, the Bible says, "The Holy Spirit will be upon you." Then that which is going to be found in you, which is the Word of God, Jesus Christ, came after the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is no true inspiration in life without the presence of the Spirit of God first. And you can see it in the word, in spirit action. Yes. Are you with me? So if the Holy Ghost is not there, pack up. Because nothing is going to happen that is of God. And where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. Sign that the presence of the Spirit is there is freedom. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Embedded in that Spirit of God is that Word of God and life. Spirit and life. Amen? You're going to receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And when the Holy Ghost is upon you, you are going to be witnesses unto me. Notice the statement, "You shall be witnesses unto who?" Unto me. Unto God. You are witnesses to Him. What is the witness to him about? The witness to him is about the movings and the workings of the Spirit of God, so that you can come and witness to him. God, I saw something today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Church, we are in the house of God to experience God so we can tell of the goodness of the Lord. And when we are out in the world, we are there to see and be witnesses. So in essence, your eyes are peeled to see what God is doing. Amen. What is God doing in my world? So I can have a report to send back home. Every day, I need to give a report. Praise the Lord. The report is to say, this is what the Holy Spirit did today. Father, I was, give you an example. I'm not one who gives money to people that are begging, especially when I suspect that they might use it to go buy something that they should not be buying. So I'm not going to support bad habit. Amen? But I care about the person. So I will buy food. I will do that, but I will not give cash. All right, so I was at 7-Eleven doing something I should not be doing, which was get some sloppy. Well, the temptation was too strong for me. So anyhow, that's off my fessing up for today. So I go in, but before I went in, I saw this young man. He was sitting outside. He wasn't asking for anything. He was just sitting on the floor. It's not a good sight. His clothes were really dirty. And I went in, got my sloppy, came out, got into the car. Oh, sloppy is like cold, icy drink. Slush. Sugar drink. Okay. Okay. I walked into that one, didn't I? All right. So I got my sugar drink. Got into the car, and the Holy Spirit said, go talk to that young man. Give him something. I said, but you know I won't give him money. So I'm not asking you to give him money. Just go talk to him. So I went to the young man, and as I was approaching him, the Lord gave me a prophetic word for him. So I spoke the prophetic word to him, because no condition is permanent. Amen? I don't know all the reasons why he's in that state, but God can turn any situation around. So when I walked close and I started talking to him, I'm looking at him. This is a young, very handsome young man. He could go for a model, but he was down and out. And I'm speaking to him about his life. And then I asked him, I said, would you like to eat something? Do you want me to buy you something to eat? And he said, no, but I would like a sloppy. See, that's why I went for the sloppy. There was a reason. So I said, you like it swamp? He said, yes. And for you, those of you who don't understand swamp is, that's a mixture of all, you know, the Coke and the whatever, you mix everything together. So you get to taste everything together. He said, yes, swamp. I said, that's the way I like it. He said, me too. So I went and I got him a nice swamp sloppy, came back, handed it over to him. and left. I wanted to go share the gospel with him and lead him to the Lord, but something was saying to me, not yet time, not yet time. So I prayed, Lord, help me or somebody else meet him and lead him to the Lord. But the one thing I needed to do that very moment was just obey the instruction of the Lord, what he wanted to do me that very moment. Amen? You shall. So that became my report back home to Papa. This is what the Holy Spirit did today. Help me give sloppy to somebody. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and not to the utmost part of the earth. And you say, Pastor, but you said the message was about the last blessing. He says, and when he had spoken these things, watch this. And when he had spoken these things, and when he had spoken these things, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, while they're looking at him, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while he was speaking to them, the cloud came and took him up. Now, come with me to the Gospel of Luke. I will have to talk to him after the message. Come with me to Luke 24 and verse 49. Luke 24 and verse 49 to 51. It says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. And the Holy Ghost came upon them. Yeah? He says, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he was doing what? Blessing them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. So what is the statement? The statement was a blessing to go, empowered to preach the gospel. Do you see it? Because remember, we are told from the previous passage that he was caught up into the cloud in Acts 1, 9. Now we read right here in verse 51, and it came to pass while he blessed them, and that's what he was doing in Acts 1 and verse 9. While he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. How? By that cloud that came and bore him up. The blessing. We're talking about the blessing. There's all kinds of blessings. But the last blessing that was pronounced over the apostles was the blessing that commissioned them to go preach the gospel. Did you get it? So if you are not operating in that grace of going out to preach the gospel, you are not walking under the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord is your obedience to preaching the gospel. And he said this was going to happen based on the promise of the Father upon them. It was going to happen, and it happened on the day of Pentecost. And guess what happened on the day of Pentecost? We just read it. The gospel was touching the nations right away. Because the Holy Ghost is not for you to have goosebumps. Oh, I feel the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, my hair is standing out like donkeys. Oh, that's not the purpose of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, there's got to be an equivalent result in somebody's life being changed. Oh, the power of God moved so mightily. We fell under the power of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But somebody gets saved because of it. Is somebody going to get saved because of it? Is the life going to be transformed because of it? This is the mandate that God has called us to. In Matthew chapter 28, talking about the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Matthew 28, connected to this blessing, Matthew 28 and verse 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all what? Power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All authority. The word is the word exousia. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So I have authority in the heavens and I have authority in the earth. And because I have all this authority, go. Hallelujah. Because I have the authority, go. Ye therefore, and teach all nations, people from every nation. God has a national perspective. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach all nations. Teach them what? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. What is the command that he commanded us? Love. What is the command? Love. Now, let me ask this question. If somebody knows that the way and the path to salvation is Jesus, they know it. They know that you're not saved. I'm talking about you now, I'm not talking about somebody else. You. They know you're not saved, and the way to Jesus or salvation and to be part of the kingdom of God is Jesus. And they refuse to tell you about Jesus and how to have eternal life. Do they love you? I want an answer. I want an answer. Do I love you if I know that I have the answer to your life but refuse to give it to you? You? Do I love you? Do I love you? Anybody here says, yes, you really love me. You know, you know the answer. You have the solution. You can solve my problem, but refuse to give me the answer. That is the definition of love. Anybody? Nobody? Okay. He says, I want you to go out there and tell people to observe the commandment I gave to you, which is the commandment of love. Tell people to love. How often do we do that? And he says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And then he says, amen. Jesus himself said, amen. Jesus made a statement and says amen to it. Yeah. Do you know how many times he did that? I challenge you to go find all the amens that Jesus said. There's one right there. And had to do with the preaching of the gospel. And the fact that he says, listen, I'm going to be with you. All the way, while you are going about doing what I have called you to do, I'm going to be there with you. God, I want you to be with me. He already told you how he's going to be with you. Tell somebody about Jesus. He didn't say, I'm going to be with you, through the trouble, when you start talking to me about your troubles. It's not that he will not be. It's that we are guaranteed that he's going to be with us when we take the word of God to the people by loving people, caring, truly caring about what matters. And that's the salvation of souls. That's why we invest on souls. Now, just a side statement about this particular day. Mama read us from Acts 1 and Acts 2, so we know. We know the story. We know the experience. Pentecost. Is a Greek word. In the Hebrew it's Savot. And it has to do with 50. The word Pente is 50. And this particular feast, and it is a feast of the Lord, is a feast that started in the Old Testament. God called the Israelites to celebrate this one. In Exodus chapter 23 and verse 16. And it's a feast that has four different names. It is called, and the feast of what? Harvest. What is it that God wants us to harvest for him? Souls. Are you with me? So it's the feast of harvest. It is the first fruits of thy labor or your partnership with God, which thou hast sown in the field. You have sown in the field. You've sown seeds in the field. Now you're having a harvest. This harvest, he calls also the feast of what? In gathering. Now these are words that have to do with famine. But in the mind of God, it's not just about famine out there, wheat or whatever else. It's about souls. Amen? He calls it the Feast of Ingathering. Ingathering what? Ingathering all my sons and my daughters. Bring them. Go out there and bring them. Go to the byways, the highways, all the places that you can go and bring them in. And then it makes this statement, which is in the end of the year. When thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. He says, three times in a year all the males shall appear before the Lord God. I want you to notice the statement, all thy males. Amen? He didn't say females, he says all thy males. Now, why is God specifying males? Because God wants to bless the seed. He wants to bless the seed. Your harvest is highly determined not just by the soil that you sow into, but primarily, first and foremost, by the seed that is sown. And God says, I want all my males to come because I want to bless them. And by blessing them, I'm going to bless their seed. Hallelujah. Three times in a year, they've got to appear before the Lord. And then he says, thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. He says, during this time, bring the first fruits. Bring the first fruits. Why? Because when the first fruit is blessed, everything else is blessed. Hallelujah. If you bring the first fruit and I bless the first fruit, everything else gets blessed. It sounds like when you bring the tithe, God blesses everything else. Amen? So he says, bring that first fruit. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. Now, let's leave that alone, or else I'm going to go too far deep. I want to stick with just the narrow window that I'm supposed to work with this morning. Now, in Exodus 34 and verse 22, we read these words, Exodus 34, 22. The other name of this particular feast called Pentecost, it says, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks, 7 times 7, 49, and the 50th day is Pentecost. So God calls it the Feast of Weeks. Of the first fruits, notice the statement again, of wheat harvest and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. At the year's end. Now, that's a striking statement, at the year's end. What is God trying to get at the year's end? We know Rosh Hashanah is the new year. That's in September. The Feast of Pentecost happens right about this time in May. So why is God talking about the end of the year? Are you ready? When God is talking about the end of the year, it means he's also talking about a new beginning. The The end of the year here is about the end, for us here especially, is the end of our winter days into a time of spring. Praise the Lord. But it is also the time of harvest. So what is God saying? God is saying to us all around the world, He's saying, I'm going to give you a full circle where bad ends and good begins. But I want you to start ending your ending with a great harvest, recognizing that a greater harvest is coming. Oh, somebody listening. I have a greater harvest on my mind every time. So Pentecost is that time of change. Glory be to God. God ends something to start something. Praise God. Are we on the same page? Now, another tidbit for you this morning before we go further. Remember that we're talking about the ingathering. We're talking about the blessings of the Lord. He says, again, thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Here in Exodus 34, he adds something else. He doesn't just say male. He says men, children. How do you have men, children? Either a man or you're a child. But what is he talking about? He's talking about the fact that in the sight of God, God is blessing the man, and God is also blessing the children that are going to become men, so that the children begin to do greater things. Praise the Lord. And he says, don't come empty-handed. The other day, yesterday, the Lord said to speak to me about something. He said to me, he said, something that I know already, but he wanted to remind me about it. He said, when I ask you to give, I want you to remember these things. I ask you to give so I can bless your seed sown. But your giving is not just for you. You are giving for your children and your children's children, so that my blessing can continue into their lives. Give them a running start. He said, Abraham did that for Levi. Levi was a seed in him that was going to pass on to another generation, to another generation. But when Abraham was given tithe, he was given tithe for his great-grandchild. Your giving is not only about you. It's about your generations to come. And one of these special times that God has set apart for that kind of generational blessing is at Pentecost. What happens at Pentecost will release the blessings of God into your life and into your lives, the lives of your children and your children's children. It is not how much you save. You can save all you want and plan all you want for your children and your children's children, and it will end up being a dud. But God is saying, I have a safe, proof way. Bring your first fruit for souls and see me bless you and bless your generations. That's why at Pentecost, he doesn't just give it one name. This is the one feast that has many names. Prior to, remember, we said the church was born on Pentecost. But so also in the Old Testament, the Israelites became that special family of God when they received the commandments of God. Remember that? Moses goes up the mountain, and when he went up the mountain, he gets the Ten Commandments. And he comes down, he's coming down the mountain, and what is happening down below? Aaron is busy putting a calf together, and I don't know whether he lied or whether it was the truth. He gets all of this stuff together and he says he threw it into the fire and there comes out this calf. And the reason they did that was because they thought that man was their leader rather than God. Yeah? We thought Moses is not here and he is the one who brought us out, and Moses is not here. Oh, let's go back to what we are used to. And what they were used to was slavery. So they wanted to go back to being enslaved. And Moses is coming down and he sees what is happening and he throws down the tablets, broke the Ten Commandments. And the Bible says, watch this, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 28 is the one I want, but I'm going to take it off from verse 21 to give you context. Exodus 32, 21. Oh, wow, where did the time go? 31 verse 20, or 32 verse 21. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods. We shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold. Now, remember this. This gold was meant to build the tabernacle. This was stuff meant for the house of God, that God made tabernacle with his people. He says, and I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Now, that's why I say, either he's lying, or this is an amazing miracle. He threw the gold into the fire and the calf came out of it. And when Moses saw that the people were naked. Are you hearing this? And when Moses saw that the people were naked. So they stripped themselves. They were naked. What does that present? What happened in the garden? what belong to God, the tithe that belong to God, the first fruit that belong to God, the tree that belong to God. Man went and took out of it and became naked, exposed. And so many times we get exposed because we are taking that which belongs to God and giving it to other gods. But that which belongs to God, He wants for souls. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. They were now exposed to their enemies. Is somebody on the same page with me? 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? And that's the question. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Levi? That's the one Abraham gave tithe. Are you with me? Do you see the connection? Levi comes to his side, and the Bible says in 27, and he said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about what? 3,000 men. That's when Israel received the word or the commandment of God in the Old Testament. Are you with me? Now let's come to the New Testament. When the church is born, praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. The apostles are up in the upper room, cloven tongues, like fire, resting upon their heads. Cloven tongues? That's division. Why the division? Because God was trying to deal with something that started even before all of this started. When man was trying to build a tower up to God, whether to talk to God, be equal with God, whatever their agenda was, and they were so united, just like they are going to be united on the day of Pentecost. Are you with me? They were all in one place, in one accord. In the Old Testament, God decides, he says, these people will be able to do whatever it is they want to do. I better scatter them now. So he brought tongues to them. And they all started speaking, but they could not understand each other. The cloven tongues became division. Are we on the same page? Now in the New Testament, he comes with cloven tongues that were just like fire. And when they were speaking, do you know fire has different colors, right? You have blue, you have red, you have yellow, yeah? You have white, you have orange. All of that in one flame. Colors. Those are colors that are similar to the rainbow colors that surround the presence of God. Amen? So God even talks about himself as a consuming fire. Are we together? So here, these cloven tongues come and they are speaking. They only know one language, their language. But now they are speaking and something miraculous happens. They're speaking in tongues, but every other nation that was present heard them in their own particular language. Come. Are you with me? You sure? Do you think that all the Greeks joined together in one spot and the disciples went and found, where are the Greek people? Huh? You think that's what happened? There's a great multitude. No, they were speaking whatever it is that they were saying, and the people, unlike what happened at Babel, because the word tongues is the word glossolalia, and it means gibberish, nonsense talk. But the people that were hearing it had the gibberish in their language. They understood it because God was translating the message right away into their hearing. Praise the Lord. I remember we were having a wedding here many years ago, and there was this lady, elderly lady from what country she was? From Syria. Okay. And I'm ministering in English over here. And what was she hearing, this elderly lady who doesn't speak English? She was hearing everything in the Syrian language. So the kids came around and said, "Did you understand what she was talking about?" I said, "I heard everything. I understood everything." "How did you understand it?" She was understanding it in her language. That is the awesomeness of God's power. Taking what you know and making it mean what it needs to mean in the hearing of the hearer. Praise the Lord. Now, what happened on the day of Pentecost? They are preaching, and the word of God says in verse 41, "Then they that gladly received the word," they that what? Gladly. The adjective, the defining factor here is the gladly. They gladly received the word. So if you were there and you were not gladly receiving it, you didn't get it. But those that were gladly receiving the word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about what? 3,000 souls. In the Old Testament, 3,000 souls died when the law was being given. And now here, 3,000 souls are added. And what happens the next few days after? 5,000. Because remember, God multiplies the seed sown, and God wants the next generation to be greater, and God wants one age to end so that he can start anew. Hallelujah. And 5,000 until there were multitudes, until there were billions. And today, we are part of that. Amen? Hallelujah. Is Adnan there? Or did he go AWOL again? Okay. Adnan. I don't see the picture. Can we connect with Adnan? He might not be in a position to, oh, we just lost him. It's not working out. I'll give him a moment. Let me know when he's back on. Now, I wanted to interview Adnan. He said, dear son, because remember when I went to Pakistan, I went to do the crusade. But on landing, my first act of ministry was ordaining bishops and pastors. Adnan's brother is one of our sons. He had been attacked because serving the Lord in this part of the country or the world is not that easy, to say the least. It's very dangerous. You have to be careful what you say and how you say it. And the brother had been waylaid. He'd gone ministered somewhere and he's driving off and he gets caught off and they proceed to stab him several times. But God saved his life. Hallelujah. The Lord was with him. Thank God. And so when I arrived, Adnan, who also is a pastor and has gone through the same kind of things, his church was shut up. He is hosting me. I find out the brother is not in the country. He's gone to be treated, and I was talking with him, and he finally tells me the whole story. So anyway, I get there and I'm ministering to the people. And I've not told you this part. You'll be hearing this part for the first time. I did not even dare to tell Mama, so I'll tell her to be safe so that because she warned me. She says, you do this and you do that. And so I am ministering, and I'm ministering from a passage of scripture where Jesus calls his disciples up. And the Bible says he called them after he sat down, and then he ordained. So I finished ministering, and all of a sudden I'm feeling dehydrated. Really dehydrated. And feeling very weak. I've just started. I've not even done the meetings I'm supposed to go. And I'm sitting down there ministering, and I'm going to ordain this man. But I had to sit down. I said, Lord, why is this happening? And the Lord says, I went up, I sat down. That's how I want it. I know you. You will not sit down if I don't make you sit down. So while I ministered to them, each group, I'll sit down, then I'll get strength and I'll talk for a while and hand certificates to the people. And when is the next group coming? Back on the chair. I'll show you, maybe, is Adnan on? Still not on, cut off. Anyway, I wanted to interview him because there are testimonies of miracles that happened. Healings and deliverances and stuff in the midst of all of that. He was with me when a Muslim lady that was doing security, I was coming down from my hotel room, and Adnan was taking me to get something done. And this woman comes, I think I might have told you this story, comes with a bottle of water and says, "I want you to pray for me." I'm thinking, how does she know that I'm a minister? She says, "I want you to pray for me." And she hands me this bottle of water. Do you have some pictures? If you have some pictures, you can show them so that, oh, there it is. Me and my fat belly right there with the water. You know, I'm just about to head out. And there's the lady. I prayed for her just quickly. I said, "Who told you to bring water? How do you know to bring water?" So I just felt like bringing water to you. So I blessed the water and prayed for her. We left, came back about an hour or two later, and she's so excited. She had been healed from an issue that had plagued her for decades. Healed, just like that. The power of God was present. Amen? Tumors, gone. During these meetings, while I'm ordaining these bishops, give us a picture of the bishops, and these are some people in the ministry. These are bishops, some of the bishops that were ordained that particular day, and the move of God. God is using you and I to touch the world. There's a harvest out there. But that harvest must also be here. Amen? God is healing there. God will heal here too. That's why tonight, we're going to have a healing service tonight. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God to touch lives here. If I have to lay hands, then so be it. But I want you to come rise to that place where you just receive the word and receive it. Just receive your miracle. Whatever it is that you believe in God for, receive it. Take it. Gladly take it. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God. This being Mission Sunday, we give two offerings. One is our regular offering and another for missions. And what a special time to give a special in-gathering harvest Pentecostal offering, especially the males. Let every male bring something to the Lord today. Fathers, mothers, make sure that your sons bring something to the Lord. That does not exclude the women, because on the day of Pentecost, there were men and women up there, 120 of them. Praise the Lord. Let God do something extraordinary with all of our lives today. Come quickly. Those of you that are online on Zoom, the information on how you can give is available to you. Let us give our regular offering and then give a special offering for missions. Let's invest in that which is most important to God, souls. Remember, the last blessing of the Lord is about souls. Because the one thing that you and I are going to present to the Lord is not a house or a car. It is the trophy of souls that we have brought into the kingdom, directly or indirectly. That mission to Pakistan, 27,000 plus souls in one meeting, close to 5,000 people calling in from places like Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, who are reaching a whole region. We're going to go back again, and the same thing will be true. Amen? But we've got to start in our Jerusalem, every one of us. Say, God, I want your blessing in my life. I'm going to go out and tell somebody about your love today. Do it. That's how God builds his church. That's how God grows what he's growing. And we can be part of that answer, seeing souls come to the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good? Amen. Come, give, and I'll have Mama come join me. We're going to share in communion together. The difficulty we experience with connecting with Adnan is because earlier he was out in the country baptizing over 100 people today. And he said, I'm 2 hours away from Lahore. I'm going to be heading down, and whenever I can get internet connection, I'm going to connect. But seems like the connection was not the best. So he's there, and then there's no connection, and then he gets connection, and then there's none. And so some other time we'll have an interview with him. Rise with us. How many want this last blessing of the Lord to come upon their lives? You want it? Praise the Lord. What does that last, what comes, what responsibility comes with that last blessing? Preach the gospel. So if you want this last blessing of the Lord, what will you be doing? Preach the gospel, the love of God. Amen? Let's do that. That's our first and most important assignment. Whatever it is that you do, preach the gospel. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, an engineer, a housewife, whatever it is, preach the gospel. All other things are your platforms. But your main assignment is to preach the gospel. Amen? Show the love of God. This is the body of the Lord. The expression of his love to us and to the rest of the world. Take of this body and eat. And as you do so, may the blessings of God come upon your life in every area. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Today, may your life be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And May you ever have an overflow in your life, in your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you. May you know peace that passes all understanding. May the God who elevates and causes us to walk in divine favor cause you to experience favor in your going out and in your coming in. May favor pursue you. May God raise you up by his hand of righteousness. And the fire of God consume away from your life everything that does not belong, but cause you to be energized so that you can have a voice in all the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, I call you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen, amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, is anyone here for the first time? Okay.